This is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth in our Studio A with a special guest today from the Forrest Roberts Theater and Dance to talk about the next dance showcase. It's something that will inspire action in a positive way. It's called What We Leave Behind. It's addressing climate change through dance. We're going to welcome the director of theater, Bill Dignett. Good to have you in the studio again, Bill.
Oh, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah. So this is the next dance event, but we shouldn't say it's only dance. But can you tell us a little overview of what We Leave Behind is all about? It's a large collaborative effort.
Yeah. What we have happening inside of this performance piece is the third show within the Forrest Roberts Theater and Theater and Dance Department's season. And this is a collaborative effort, not just out of our department, Theater and Dance, but touching with music, art and design. We have people from business, from EAGS, all over campus. And this is not just a campus show. This is a community endeavor and I think a global endeavor. We have basically the whole show started off of me watching a YouTube video of a physics lecture. And I try and look into other disciplines sometimes to get unique ideas on how to think about things differently. And so mm-hmm. I was watching this lecture and it was very, very interesting. And what they had done is taken the lecture, what they were talking about, and actually started to physically realize it with some helpers and holding things up to kind of give you a physical demonstration of what the physics thing was. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of discussing what were we going to do. We had just done a world premiere ballet last year, and we're like, well, we're not going to do a ballet this year. What's dance? What's going to showcase the strength of our students and the our campus and the artists that we have? So mm-hmm. we started working with that idea, and I went to Jill Grunstrom, who is always eager to say yes, which was very exciting to work with her on this, and Dr. Jess Thompson, and I said, Jess had just given her TED talk at TEDxNMU on climate change, and Jill is always down to try new things, and we have what's called the CoLab Collective. And that is our new dance workshop-based group that does experimental things and tries new things and pushes. And I said, we need to get together and come up with a way to have this conversation that's not just people yelling across the table and not moving towards meaningful change. So we took the lecture that Dr. Jess Thompson created, and it's a very powerful lecture that's not about focusing on the doom and gloom, I guess, of climate change. And that's a lot what you see in the media today. And we really mm-hmm. actually, it's about what we leave behind. And it's focusing on places that you love. Let's think locally here. Like, I love Black Rocks, or I love hiking up Hog's Back, or I want to go to Sugarloaf, mm-hmm. or I really like the beach. How do we focus on taking care of those places and making changes in our lives, be it environmentally, being it single-use products that we might be able to use a real cup versus a styrofoam cup.
Mm-hmm. Metal straws.
Yeah. Are we willing to make those changes and do that? So this show is not here to yell at you or scold you about climate change. It's actually hopefully an empowerment piece to really show you that you can make meaningful change right where you are. And we're not waiting on this end-all, be-all answer of this is how we're going to fix climate change. And we are going to focus on just trying things to make a difference. Mm-hmm. What's really cool is our students have done all the original choreography. So as Jess is going through the lecture, we have 7 screens that are up. So it gives you kind of an immersive IMAX experience. So this will have lighting, video, sound, live orchestra, musical group. We're working with OHM, the experimental group out of the music department.
Yeah, they're Open Mind music group, right?
Perfect. Yeah. we'll be having isolophones. We will be really working with lots of different things. We've worked with the woodworking group out of art and design. We've worked with digital cinema. We've brought 34 people together on this design team from all over campus to really address this issue and talk about it. And we've really let the students drive a lot of what's going to be happening in the show. The choreography is original, the mm-hmm. digital content, and faculty and staff have participated too. What's inspiring about this is the conversation isn't going to, oh my gosh, we can't fix climate change. It's, these are cool things that we can do. Our set is reclaimed materials, so we have not used any new materials. So we're trying to have a less impact or zero impact if possible, and really thought about how are we achieving our conversational goal. When you come into the lobby, you'll actually see tables from local eco groups and different environmental organizations from around the community. And the goal of that is to, when you watch this piece, have someone to go talk to after the show or before the show and really find out ways to instantly start focusing on what you're going to leave behind. When you are done with your days, if you will, did you leave the place better than you found it? I was in Boy Scouts and we were taught leave no trace, and I had a scoutmaster that actually said, we don't believe in leave no trace. We actually believe in make it better than the no trace. So if you, it's great that you didn't leave and create any new mess, but can we pick something else up? So is it, when you're going down the Autrain River in the summer, instead of just making sure your trash doesn't fall into the river, is it picking up the trash that you see?
You pick up that empty that's along the way or something. So. Sure. Well, so that sounds like you're really hoping to inspire positive change and using all kinds of, you know, the materials that you have at the whim of the campus, the population, to really move things forward in a positive light and inspire change. When you're planning shows like this, is that one of the goals that you want to try to hit, is A, try to collaborate as much as possible with the community and with the campus community? You know, is that kind of the goal of this time of the year?
I would say that every show we have, we are always looking ways to communicate, collaborate, and really come up with unique opportunities for our students. Because when you get into the real world, it's not just this micro bubble of these are the people we work with, this is how we create art. Art and theater for change is what we really do call this, is always integrating with people. When we are talking about future endeavors already, what are topics that people want to talk about? Art sometimes can be the easiest way for people to digest very complex and multifaceted and definitely multi-side viewpoints of
issues that people struggle
issues,
with.
Issues, yes. To look at it hopefully in a different light and see where other people are coming from and at least create a dialogue that everyone can say, okay, we watched that. Where do you feel? How do you fall on that? I don't know if there's any right or wrong answer here. I think that not trying, though, and not focusing on that is something that we're hoping that people will feel more empowered to make change. You've seen it in our community with the Recycle 906 is happening, when they stopped recycling glass. There's a lot of sides to that issue. Come on over if you want to talk about it, or any of the issues that you think in the UP. But what's interesting about that is our community is definitely, I think, environmentally friendly. We want to protect the place that we have. So I would say that Marquette people, or Upers even, really want to protect what we have and want to make sure what we leave behind is better for the next generation. That's what this show is about. I think you'll find it meaningful and moving. And it's always great to watch our students, from the musicians that are composing original pieces, the choreographers that are students, the dancers, lighting design, sound design, video content, physical structures and set pieces that are being built. We are just so lucky to have the amazing talented students that we have here on this campus, and the show really is coming together to be something that I think that will be a really positive thing.
It's great that you're taking more than just an opportunity to present a show and say, here's the show. You're taking an opportunity to really open the door for more dialogue that way, and be able to start that conversation even after the show too, with, you know, opportunities to talk to people and talk with people who just took in that piece of art and all the collaboration along the way. So What We Leave Behind starts Thursday, November 7th. Anything that we want to let our listeners know in that regard for when they can see it and how they can see it as well.
Yes, so we obviously have all of our NMU ticketing locations, so Forest Roberts Theater box office, Barrie Event Center, as well as tickets.nmu.edu. You can purchase your tickets online. We have a couple of different show options for you. We have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. Our show will begin. Normal start time for our evening performances. On Saturday, we will have a 1 p.m. Theater for All performance. And there are that's our lessened sensory-friendly performance that also does have a free ticket option. We really try to make that our zero barrier to arts. So if that was stopping you, please come. Mm-hmm. And we, this year, are doing a unique thing, and I find it very exciting. On Friday at noon, we've invited school-aged people, as well as anybody else, mm-hmm. to a free performance that is not a Theater for All performance. That's still a... that is at noon. It's free. We do encourage you to get a ticket, though, because it is by seats, and when those tickets run out, that's well over half sold out right now, so we're working towards that. But yeah, we have our noon performance at Friday, and Thursday night's our opening night party too, so if you'd like mm-hmm. to really get some good dialogue going after our opening night party, I definitely think we're going to see quite a few people in the lobby having great interaction, and hopefully we'll see more positive change.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a really good time for it, too. There's been the Water Rising initiative that's been happening in our community as well. So that continues the conversation, continues the idea of appreciating and fostering our sense of place. I think we can agree that that would be quite a good thing to continue to cultivate for our area. And just a reminder, we're speaking with Bill Dignite, the director of theater here at Northern Michigan University from the Department of Theater and Dance. And this is all about What We Leave Behind. This is the collaborative effort addressing climate change through dance, opening Thursday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. Anything that you want to either leave our listeners with about this performance or anything else in the world of theater and dance?
Yeah, if you'll see it out there in the world or on our Facebook page, NMU Theater and Dance, we are have a survey of shows that you might be interested in seeing. We really do want to take the community's input into what we produce. Our rotation of shows is selected for our students' education, so sometimes you might not know why we did a show, but there's usually student education at the center point of anything that we're doing. So we have a good rotation, but we'd love to know what you want to see. Some of the shows that have been coming in, as much as we'd love to do them, don't have the royalties out yet because they're still on Broadway or in Chicago. We've had a lot of requests for Hamilton.
I bet.
Which would be amazing.
Right.
Lin-Manuel needs to let the royalties go out for that. I think we have a few years till that's going to happen.
Yeah. Maybe he can come visit our campus sometime when the royalties come out.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, Lin, come on over.
Yeah.
Or come on up, I guess.
Right, right.
But yeah, please fill out that survey. Always let us know what's going on. Our tickets are available, as well as our upcoming show after this will be A Christmas Story. So that one's maybe a little less conversation about probably more hot topic within our geopolitical climate, mm-hmm. but that's going to be fun too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's always a fun show. So in my eyes, it's always good to see it not on a television screen on repeat. It's nice to maybe see it in real life too. So
yes. So I mean, that starts playing, I think, every day till Christmas on TBS. So if you are interested in seeing it in a little bit different of a way, you want to see a snowball fight on stage, you want a chance to walk home with a leg lamp or take a picture in the photo booth with the leg lamp, we'll have Santa on stage. I'll be coming back to talk to you a little bit more about that later.
Please do. So, that sounds enticing.
But very, very excited to have a few more shows coming up. Season tickets are still on sale. You can still get a really good buy at getting your season tickets today.
Excellent. Well, Bill, it's been a pleasure to hear about What We Leave Behind again, opening Thursday, November 7th at the Forest Roberts Theater. And my thanks to you for coming in today to tell us all about it.
Thanks for having me, Kurt. See you soon.